My friend Slumlin.
And let me.
What? Yeah.
Where is he?
Dor dor v'dorshov, dor dor v'mahigov. Each and every generation has a manhig. It's not only a question of a person, it's a question of a certain type of anhaga, a certain type of midah, and the manhig of the dor leaves an imprint on the dor and sets a certain tone for the dar. If we're being misbeinin tonight on the ptira of the manhig of the last dar, it's not being maspid the gavra, it's trying to be oimid a little bit on the nekuda of the anhaga. Rav Aaron Leib was a Gavri Rabbi by all measures. And I'm not, like Yerochel asked, I'm not going to go and be Moine the Shvachim. If there's something important for us, it's to be Mizvoining in the Midah that in many ways was, I feel, is Atzmius. And certainly, the midah with which he was manig the dar, and the midah with which, when he's absence, in his absence, it's missing more than anything else. Chazal tell us that Avram was zakin baba yomim, that Avram asked for zikna. He asked for zikna so that they could distinguish between him and his son. They said it's not shayach that they wouldn't know who the father is, who the son is, who the zakin is, who the tzoyer is. And b'meila he asked for a physical representation of being a zakin. And he brought zikna to the world. So Avraham Avinu, one of his core midas, if the last thing we find that Avram brought to the world was zikna, so it seems that zikna was very much the core midah of Avram. Zikna can't only be a description of a person's features, of a person's age. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nidmalem kizokin. There are, Chazal say it in Tunus Chois, in many Medrashim, it says he was kebocho b'yom krov by Mitzrayim, and it was kezokin melamed Torah by Har Sinai, and many Medrashim, and Rashi brings it like that, kezokin moli rachmim on Har Sinai. The moli rachmim is a little bit, it's incongruous, it doesn't seem to fit really. Melamed Torah is Melamed Torah. Where's the Zokim Moli Rachmim? But Eich Shelo Yeh, the things that it says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is Nidma Lehem Kizokim, so that means it's a Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Midama himself, It's a midah. It's a certain type of anhaga. And b'meila, zikna is defined as a midah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's a midah. And Avram Avinu was a bearer of the midah of zikna, the Avram Zakin. And we need to define what is zikna. What's that midah? What's that anhaga of zikna? And secondly, zikna is both, according to the many nuschois, it's most fitting to be melamed Torah. And zikna is the malirachmim. We tend to think of zikna malirachmim as somewhat of a frailty. A person who's young, is strong, he doesn't care, he's stout-hearted, he's tough. He gets old, he gets weak, and so on. Everyone understands that there's no shaykhs to what we're talking about. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a mid of zakim mali rachmim, it means that zikna is a mid that's koilel both a certain chachmetet and rachmim. Zikna in halacha is defined as eshekana chachma, but it's a synonym, it's a shem nirdof that also includes a certain knech of chachma. It's not just a nutrik and zeshekana chachma. There's a certain chachma that's called zikna. The Gemara says, v'loy bedardik ye'etze, that even a smart young person, you shouldn't ask for etzes. So zikna defines a chachma and a rachma. And we'll try a little bit to learn up the Indian and get a sense of what zikna is and how it expresses itself, both in chachma and in rachmim. We'll start from the opposite, by defining nairus. Nairus carries in itself a certain shvach, nairus ol kaveihu, but maisa nairus is somewhat of a gnai. The Sfarnu says, when he speaks about Yosef HaTzadik v'hu nar, he says Yosef was very smart. He saved Mitzrayim. It was later, but b'cholofin, there wasn't a lack of smart. He says, ki lo nisa v'le hisboinem la'achris dava. Afal pishoy oz maskel moit. He wasn't able to see something through until its outcome, even though he was very smart. So nairus is defined as somebody who could be very smart, but his chachma doesn't carry through any length of time. It's not makif a length of time. The Goyen says in Mishlei many times that an evil is a type of a fool, and an evil is somebody who does things hastily, b'chufse, b'chipazin. He does not allow pieces to follow each other. Each piece is done impulsively for the moment, as it appears for the moment. That's how Ifataych is Evil, which is an opposite of zikna, close to nairus. It's certainly b'derech hateva embodies the quality of the person. A nair is somebody who's lived a moment of time only. He's just become a bardas, and b'meila the hekev of his chachma, as big as it is, as sharp as it is momentary. He's lived. He's 1 year been a bardas, so his understanding at best could be makif a year's worth of consequence. A zakin, in its usual meaning of an old person, has seen a lot. His perspective is not of one day at a time, not 1 minute at a time. His perspective is a lifetime. And b'meila, it's a type of understanding that is makif a lot more than just the moment of now. So the Sfarnu Zagdara, that a nar is somebody that doesn't see achris dava, is very much tied to the essence of a nar, because he's lived only a moment, And the Zakin, who sees things in a much longer perspective, is very much tolu in the fact that he himself is a Barshani. It's true in terms of Eitzah, and that's why the Gemara says, Leidarika Eitzah, because Eitzah has to follow through with the consequences, with how it's going to work out over time. And b'meila, no matter how brilliant the advice of a nar is, of a dardiki, it's not going to be good advice because it's going to be just for the moment. The Malbim says, it says in the pasuk, nara yisi v'gamza kanti v'leisi sadik nezov v'zar mevakesh lochem. So the Malbim teaches, so the Gemara asks, who says this? David HaMelech? David HaMelech wasn't a zaken. He never lived that long. The Navi calls him a nar. Could it be HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mufka. Gam zakanti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes nidmek a zaken, but gam zakanti not. Saru Shel Olam said it. Saru Shel Olam is the koyach, the malach, that's makif the entire bria. It's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu kavayochel's lemaila from zman. It's not a person who's always caught up in a slice of time. But it's someone that's makif the world from tchilose atzeifer. So the Malbim says, extraordinary pshat. Nara yisi gamza kanti. V'lar yisi tzadik nezov vizar mevakesh lochem. I've seen difficult moments of a tzaddik who suffers. But when I look the next door, when I look afterwards, when I look at the achris dava, it's vizar mevakesh lochem I didn't see. In other words, looking at a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha and taking it slice by slice, moment by moment, a person can have sveikus, kashus, lack of understanding. And any teretz given within a slice of time is lav dafke emes. Nara yisi v'gam zakanti. When a person looks at it through a perspective of zikna, then the person sees the hemshech, and it could even be that the tzaddik was mevakesh lochem. But vizaroi, after that, there's a bigger cheshbon than any one particular moment in the bria. And when you look at it through the long cheshbon, vizaroi, that not. There could be a tzaddik who looks nezav, but when you see the vizaroi, when you see toitzos, then you realize that it was never Nezav. There's an Ikloi Milsa Mafreya when you're looking at it from the perspective of Zikna, that it never was Nezav. So Avraham Avinu was the first one who built for a future. He was the first one that had Zarei. He was called an Av. He was somebody whose Mohus was measured not only in his own mitzias, but it was measured in the mitzias of Avhus for Doris. Avram complained, in this world, people can only be mafchin and nairus. Everything that you see is the moment. He says a brilliant svara, he says a gewaltige eitzah. There is, because of the fact that we're tachazman, and because of the fact that we live the moment, it's a pagam in the bria that there's no hecker for the chachma of zikna, for the chachma that sees things in a longer perspective. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted it, and there's a certain expression of zikna, physical zikna, so that even though the father and the son are exactly the same, but the father has zikna, Avos carries Zikna with it. And B'meila, Kadosh Baruch Hu granted that Matana, that there would be an expression, there'd be a bitui of Zikna in the Bria, and you would see it in the Tzura that Zikna is Mofia. That was the Midah of Zikna in Chochma. The Goyen says, Naderes Eliyahu, the Goyen speaks about Shalav Vicha V'yagetcha, Skeinecha V'yoymulach. So the Goyen says that Avicha, he brings the Chazal, is going on Nevi'im. And the reason it brings the Psukim, the Chazal, so it's a little bit Shaloi Kisidrin. Shal Avicha's Nevi'im, Skeinecha, even though Skeinim came first, he doesn't explain why it's not Kisidrin, but Shal Avicha V'yageitcha, Skeinecha V'yomelach, he says like this. A Navi is on a lower darga mitzad chochamot of Minavi. A Navi is magid, which means a detailed, he conveys things in detail and in pratim. That's when you're on a lower darga. Chochmah, he says, means, he says, the Ika Amiras Belev, like it says, Vayomer Beliboy, brings his psukim. Of Skeinecha Vayomelcha means that people who have a deeper Havana, the Havana of Zikna, need only hear it chloristic. They don't need that we should be oimed on the Pratim and Pirtei Pratim. With the Tfisa Chlolas, they coil everything. So the Seder of the Psukim is, for somebody who's on a lower Madrega, Shalav Vicha V'yageitcha, a Novi can tell you in detail what's now, what should be, what is, what you should do. And that's first step. In other words, Kilo the Pasuk is saying, Lefachas, ask a Vicha, ask a Novi V'yagetcha, and they'll give it to you in step by step. If you're on a Darga, where you can relate to Zikna, Skeinecha V'yoymulach means that you can hear the Klal. A Klal is something that's makif a lot of it, and that's what you can be yoynik from. So the Tzura of Chachma of Zikna is a tzura of something that looks at things mitzad the klal and yonim, and therefore the person is the person sees it with a different type of tfisa. So the mid of chachma, is that the person is able to see things not only in the here and the now, but the person is able to see things in a much bigger stretch. When we speak about manhigim of a dor and anhog of a dor, and the reason why Klal Yisrael is tolu in its skenim, and skenim is used very often as the title for manhig anhog. Many Chazal use the word skenim is used in Anhaga. Is because the Anhaga of the Klal needs to be with the long perspective. An Anhaga of a Klal that is momentary is a failure. If I look at things the way they are now, and I'm done kefi a sliver of time, then I'm not leading people anywhere. At best, I'm describing the matzav. The zikna is a re'iyah and istaklus far down. That's zikna in terms of chachma. In terms of rachmi, in terms of midas, The Gemara says, Sanhedrin, that when Avram Avinu, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world, the Malachim is snagged to it, and the famous Chazal, the Malachim, the Womakatrig, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam. Then, it says, when the Dor HaFloga came, and the Dor of the Dor HaMabul, Dor HaFloga came, they turned to HaKadosh Baruch when they said, Ki'ilu, weren't we right? Wasn't the Kitru correct? Look at where Adam has come to. And HaKadosh, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch answered, Vatzikna, Vatseva, Vatzikna, Ani Esav, Ani Esbol, Ani Amalit. Not clear, Bechlal, in the Gemara, what HaKadosh Baruch answered back. So, Ben Ish Chai and Nayahu says, Tov Niflamoid. He says, V'adzikna. It says in the Mishnah, that Asura Deiris told Avram, they were all machis until Avram came, and he took Schar Keneged Kulam. Schar Keneged Kulam is not telling me how wonderful Avram's Schar is that he was a tzaddik. That's not what the Mishnah is talking about the world. Avram came and he was koilal. Now that the Deiris before had built up and Avram stood on those Deiris had their tikkun. They had their reason for being created through Avram. The Nakal Schar Keneged Kulam is not that Avram Avinu had a very big chelik. He did have a big chelik. That's not what the Mishnah is telling you. The Mishnah is telling you that all those Deiris that were machis, yes, each Deir, this was a Deir of Midbar, this was a Deir of Flogger, this was this Deir, this was this Deir. But on top of all those Deiris, Avram Avinu stood. And if he stood on all those Deiris, then the Pshat is, all those Deiris are included in Avram. When the Chazal of that nature, it says, Moshe Tamelech built on a swamp and so on, same in Yin. So the Ben Ish Chai says, Ve'ad Zikna, I waited until Avram Avinu, who's the Zokin. And Avram Avinu, with the midah of Zikna, was koilel all those Deiris in his Metzias. All those Deiris were Nichlas Metzias. And that's what I waited for. Malachim are mekatrik because they saw one thing and another thing and another thing. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ve'ad Zikna, Vatseva, there's going to come somebody who's a Baal Zikna and be koilel all those Deiris. That's where the reason for creating Adam is. The Midah of Rachamim, another name for Rachamim that we use, is Keil Erech HaPayim. Can you do it? Ramchal speaks about it. It's mentioned in the first parakim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never Mevata. There's no such thing that wrong was done and it wasn't responded to by Midas HaDin. But Rachamim is, the Anhaga is not built on the today, on the tomorrow, on the day after. The Anhaga is built on Erech HaPayim. Kiddur Rachamim is Miloshen Mocher, Miloshen Rechem, which carries the Mocher. In other words, it's not a Midah that forgives. It's a forbearing Midah. It's a Midah that carries something over a long stretch to see it through over a long time. It's not a gift, it's a loan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midah of Rachamim, the Midah of Rachamim is Shayach to Zkenim, because in Midos, Zikna, is the midah that is koilel, is able to be koilel a long, long stretch. So yes, the person stepped out of line, the person acted like Yeshua, but let's give it some time. Many a person has stepped out and stepped back in again. And the mele, it's going to be a different type of perspective in terms of how we deal with the person. So we have a midah that is probably the central midah. It's probably a core midah in the Bria. A midah of zikna, which takes the perspective of the Bria from the moment towards Nitzchias. It's the Atzmias of Chachma as opposed to Avilus. And in terms of Midas, it's the Atzmias of Rachmin as opposed to instant din on the spot. When we mizboinin on the Anhaga of the late Manhig of the Dor, the description of it is zikna. The description of it is not his arichus yomim. He wasn't a zaken because he was mayrich yomim. He was mayrich yomim because he was a zaken. His perspective on understanding what's good and what's bad for the dar, where to rein in and where to let out, what to be mata, what to asa. It is a halacha that chumra does what they kula is not a chumra. So it's a chumra now. Yivamis, being chaylitz, it's also, at least the Gemara Shaila is that it's also the kula of being miyavim. Chumras are not measured by right now if it is tzitkistik or not tzitkistik. Where's it tomorrow? And it's both directions. Sometimes, nothing terrible, but with a much longer perspective, it's the beginning of an unraveling of something. And this is a place with tkifis, to stand and to cut. And sometimes it's a chumrah that sounds frum now, a very tzitzkistik. But it's going to, it's asidei kula. It's going to drive people to other things. Just to make kulas, any kaldas can do. Just to make chumras, anybody can do that also. To understand the perspective of zikna, to understand where is it going to, what will be the next step, and the step after that, and the step after that, and the step after that. That's a koyach of zikna. That's the midah of zikna. I know a little bit, but I know that the anhol of the yeshiva was extremely kosher to Rabbi Leib. A lot of eitzes. My late brother-in-law is kind of vracha, and Baruch Haim Toim Aruchim. Very misyayetz. And the eitzes, as time went on, the eitzes came much more clear to us. The things he said, somebody, a different type of yid would say Ruach HaKodesh. By us, the biggest shvach on person is zikna. We leave Ruach HaKodesh for other people. Zikna is, if it's good for Avraham Avinu, that's the midah. He saw things through a perspective like that because he lived that perspective. His dechia of Olam Hazeh wasn't so much because it's terrible, but because the trip is almost over. It's like a person, when the trip is almost over, you don't patch with things. He saw a much longer road. He saw where it's going to, and he lived with that. And that's the chachma with which he looked at the door, mitzad chachma. There was another element to Zayn Haga. And that's the midas harachmi. We live in an environment with this contention. And there are people that are not shleim emuni Yisrael and not doing what they should do. The midas nairus, the midas kanos of nairus, it could be kanos, but if it's nairus to kanos, then it's the mistake that Yosef HaTzadik made. Yosef HaTzadik dragged everything in because Chazal say that there was maisa nairus. The other person looked tomorrow and looked the day after and look at his children. On top of that, there'll be an Avram that will come back. It's a very different perspective. A child is acting out in cheder. Yeah, get rid of him because terrible. You're the same age as the child is. He deals with a day at a time, you deal with a day at a time. Where's the perspective of Rachmim? Not Rachmim as soft-hearted, as weak-hearted. Rachmim as a different cook, as a cook of zikna mitzad the midas. Here's a person who's struggling, but tomorrow and the day after, he'll be there. That's a very, very different perspective than the perspective of Nairus. This hanhaga resonated very strongly with our Beis Medrash. The Beis Medrash that I learned in, if I can say in learning, the Mida was a bigger cook. A young person who's kochin learning sees a diuk in Rashi, a half a diuk in Rashi, he has a yisoid built on it. Reb Nochum taught us to look at many more Rashis, to look at the whole sugya. It's a very nice, the word's very nice. Does it make sense in the sugya? One of my brother-in-laws once went to Reb Chaska Bramsky. He asked him on a Shver Rambam. He pointed to the Rambam, and Rav Chaskel started from the Rambam before. So my brother-in-law thought, maybe it's the wrong, so he pointed it. So Rav Chaskel said, now, I'm Oretz. A Rambam learned min halacha frier and halacha speter. You can't look at a Rambam in this halacha. Where is he coming from? Where is he going to? How does it fit into the Perek? Where does the Perek start and where does it finish? There was a chedus of the shmeitzer of Nairus, and that's good, that's positive. But the chinuch from on top was to see it in the bigger picture. Can you learn this? Does it make sense in the entire sugya? Does it make sense in whatever else Rashi says? The learning that my shver pushed so hard to learn with a bigger hekif, it wasn't only more yedius. Was if you have a bigger cook at things, you see it in perspective. You don't get tracked on one little thing, which in the big picture is, it's not, it can't be. Whatever it is, it is. It'll have a teretz. But what you're saying has no shaykhs to the sugya, to the mesechta, to the inyan. That was the mida, that was the perspective in learning, which so well resonated. This was the learning that our Beis Medrash was used on. And in terms of hanhaga, in terms of how to act, how to react, I can't think of a bigger teichacha for my rebbeim than it's a kindish. You're reacting like a child. Instant reaction, and that's it. Maisa Nairus was a very strong and dominant teichacha. When you handle with things, he said this, I answered back. He this, I shot back. That's, you know, that's Nairus. Hold your breath. Wait. Is it so important to answer back? Is it so important to get to react? And we'll be tomorrow and the day after and a few days afterwards. Look at things with a much bigger cook, mitzad midas. Look at people. A cook on a bachur was to try and see when someone's hanhaga wasn't appropriate. Is it something for the moment? Was it a deeper problem? And the reaction was based on that. It was, the hanhaga was built on zikna, both in learning and in midas. And that was the hanhaga of the late Manig of the Dor. It's interesting how the one place where Chazal brought out the mile of zikna, van hagga, was by Rav Elazar ben Azariah. When it says min hashemayim, they turned him into a physical zakin, hareini kven shem shana. And the shaila machlokes was how to define kol yemei chayecha. In other words, to define kol yemei chayecha, that requires zikna. Our door is baruch, Shem is baruch with a lot of good things, but also with not a positive koyach of nairus, of things blowing up instantly, everything taken for the moment. We had one zakin who slowed down the brakes and the steering wheel of an entire generation that kept it on track. That said, keep looking ahead, not in front of your nose, but down the road. That's how he led the door. That's how he coached other people and advised other people. We don't have it, and we need to understand how much it's missing, because it's not just another good midah or another Adam Chashev. It's a midah yesoidis in how everything runs. Zikna and nairus are not limited to any one tchum of the chayim. They're something that is coiled the entire chayim. It's something misbeinin on. It's something misbeinin on each and every person befratius to understand his koyches hanefesh, his koyches learning. It's something to understand what we're mourning, the loss of what we're mourning, not just a manik, but someone that stole the Dor Avek on a certain hanhaga. And the one thing that Zigna leaves us with, if he left us something, it's an understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an hanhaga called Zikna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective on us is Ziknadik, as it says. And Bezos Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga, the Hanhagas that he was able to miyasa the tzibur, and those koiches, the koich of Zikna Avraham Avinu put into the Bria, and it stayed with the Bria. Bezos Hashem, Tzadikim HaGdolim Lisosan, let the core of our klal be built on those yesoidos of Zikna Adnetzah.
Hello, recorders.
Did you just talk?